The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Thanks for joining us on the Financial Symphony today. I'm Walter Storholt alongside the great team at Creative Financial Partners, your local financial consultants here in northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg, serving you in Toledo and all the surrounding communities as well. Joining us on the program today, Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. Find out all about the team by going online to cfpohio.com or by calling 800-373-9715. Guys, thanks for being here this week. I hope all is well.
Walter, everything is going good. Nice to be here.
Hi, Walter. Great to be here.
Yeah, great having you guys with us as well, and looking forward to the conversation that we have coming up on today's show. We're going to have a great segment a little bit later on today where we talk about the insight of the week, and Eric Croak is going to come in and join us for that insight, learn a little bit more about the financial world, and we'll take a peek inside of what's on his mind. And we have another great feature coming up as well in the Community Connection. The topic will be estate planning today, and we'll have a local attorney joining us for that conversation. We'll even answer some of your questions all on today's show. But guys, I want to start off talking about some of the common money mistakes that we see people make, because it's important sometimes to just cover the basics, just like you would in football practice, Tim. You know, even if you've got seasoned veterans, every once in a while you have to have a practice where you focus on the fundamentals and make sure that those are solid, right?
You know, we've had a saying for a long time that, you know, when we're in appointments and things, you know, we want to be, you know, at our best and we want to be very sharp, but we also take a lot of time to practice. And if you do things right in practice, you're going to do them right in the game. And so we want to make sure that we're very drilled, and we want to push that discipline down into our relationship with people to make sure that we're coaching them on that discipline. And we found that that is really the way to get the best results.
Absolutely. So we'll cover some of these common money mistakes over the next couple of minutes and give you some tips on how to avoid these things. And the first thing on the list, guys, is ignoring the future tax implications of your retirement savings. We always need to keep taxes in mind, right?
That is a huge deal, Walter, and especially right now when it's kind of around tax time, so you're thinking about this stuff anyway. So great one to bring up. When you're saving for retirement, whether you're, you know, 35 or 55, there's a lot of different vehicles and a lot of different types of accounts you can use to save for retirement. 401ks through your work is one way. Personal IRAs or Roth IRAs or just investment accounts in general that aren't even associated with one of those terms, an IRA or whatnot. They're all different ways to save. The big thing is make sure you know what you're doing and make sure you know where you're putting your money into now for retirement, why you're doing it, and what that means later. There's a big difference when you retire from having, you know, $1 million in an IRA to have $1 million in a non-qualified investment account. The big deal is when you start withdrawing the money to actually spend it, which is why you're saving it in the first place. Is a dollar really a dollar when you take it out of an account? If you take a dollar out of a 401k account, it's, you know, I always say it feels suspiciously like 70 cents sometimes because you have to pay tax on that money. So even though you're saving for retirement and you're doing the right things and you think you're putting the money in the right place, make sure you have a professional review of that to make sure you're maximizing the tax benefits currently and then the tax implications down the road.
Not only with it being tax time, but also with, you know, a new administration and not knowing where things are going to go in the future. Always important to kind of stay nimble and think about worst case scenarios for taxes and how your plan might be able to withstand the different things that could happen in the market. And sometimes those things are hard to analyze on your own, and that's why it's always helpful to turn to the team at Creative Financial Partners for guidance and advice through those situations. Guys, another common money mistake we see, starting Social Security too early. So many people make that mistake.
Yeah, you know, as you approach retirement, it's very exciting to jump on the Social Security bandwagon because it's basically free retirement money. But you also want to know that, especially if you take an early Social Security distribution at 62, there's going to be some strings attached to that. The government will give you the money, but you want to know that once you pull that lever, you're going to get a relatively small amount, at least compared to what you would get if you would wait a little bit longer. That smaller amount will be paid as long as you live, but the strings attached to it are that you can only have so much earned income, and if you have more than that allowance, then they're going to start taking away your Social Security benefit, and your Social Security can also be taxed. And, you know, I'm a big believer in putting off that Social Security election until you're a little bit older, till you get past the early distribution, at least get to the full age, which is 66, or even if you've got strong enough finances, wait until you're 70, because your Social Security benefit increases by 8% every year that you wait, and then once you get it, it's going to be paid forever from that point on. And the great thing about it is so many people are living longer, and if you can just wait out until you're 70, you know, to be able to get that higher income stream for the rest of your life from that point on, that's a pretty big win.
Yeah, that is.
I'll jump in here real quick, Walter. One of the things that Tim was talking about was the fact that the longer you wait, the higher that your potential Social Security check gets. Those discussions are so common, and those questions are so common. When should I take Social Security? And it's just not that easy to answer all the time. Sometimes it's sooner, sometimes it's later. What we have here is access to a lot of different planning software and optimization software for Social Security. And so as part of our money map planning process, Social Security and the question of when should I take Social Security is something we address. And if you're interested in that type of Social Security planning, just call the number and get an appointment, and we can walk you through all your options and even show you an illustration and a chart, you know, what it looks like if you take Social Security now and your spouse waits, or vice versa, or you both wait, or one, you know, you both take it early, or the hundreds of combinations that you have when you're talking about potentially taking Social Security. At least then you're never going to know exactly maybe the right one to take, but at least you'll have an idea what all those scenarios look like, and people really like that service.
Again, that number to call to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. And I'll add, in addition to the access to, you know, different software programs that you can't just access on the internet or something like that, you guys also are bringing years of experience to the table, know-how from seeing people go through mistakes like this and helping fix those mistakes, you know, year after year after year. And your team brings a diverse background and a diverse set of experience to the table. Again, 800-373-9715, the number to call to reach Tim Croak, Rob Davis, and the team at Creative Financial Partners. We're talking about some of the common money mistakes we see people make, and Social Security, taxes, certainly two things on that list. When we're younger, we focus on returns a lot more than we do thinking about, you know, the income that our investments are going to produce. But if we don't change that mindset closer to retirement, we're making another common money mistake.
Yeah, you definitely want to start moving towards more of an income orientation. That's really what counts. And so we take a look at a lot of different types of real estate and stocks and bonds and other things that will produce that income. And we're not as worried at that point about the rise and fall of the actual capital, of the market value, but we do become very oriented towards what kind of income that's going to kick off for us at that point. And everybody wants a pretty big nest egg, but the other factor is we want to make sure that that nest egg is producing income efficiently and also tax efficiently to make sure that you're getting the maximum benefit possible.
A lot of the things to consider, and income versus returns is a certain thing you have to kind of balance in your mind. Also, when we think about investments and our financial future and some of the mistakes people make, they go way too far in one extreme or the other when it comes to aggressiveness. Some people are way too aggressive. Others end up being at the other end of the spectrum. They're way too conservative. And for most people, they're going to find that they're out of balance. It's a common money mistake that you're not in the right balance of aggressiveness versus conservatism.
That's a big mistake. Unfortunately, most people don't realize they're out of balance until something bad happens, and something bad happens being a lot of times a potential market correction. So if things are going along just fine, you see your portfolio value increasing, you're happy with the returns and everything's great, you know, we haven't had a really bad year in a while. And unfortunately, some folks don't take the time to look at what they own and the potential risk level of those assets until it's too late. Until the market pulls back, and then all of a sudden your nest egg isn't as big as you would have wanted it to be, and you just can't go back and redo those things. So constantly evaluating your level of risk personally, as well as what does your level of risk need to be. I'm a big proponent, and I've said this in a lot of meetings, you only have to get rich once. If you have enough assets and you don't really need to reach for that big return like you did all those years while you were saving those assets, it's just a different mindset and it's a different set of rules once you start to look at retirement and only taking the amount of risk you need and that you're comfortable with. And that's a big part of our process here, and we do a good job of helping folks balance that.
Tim Kroak and Rob Davis, our guests today from Creative Financial Partners here on the Financial Symphony, helping you better learn and prepare for your financial future. And another common money mistake we see is when folks take advice from friends and family on how to invest. It would be nice if that wasn't a mistake, but it often is.
It often is. And I'll tell you, my caveat is that over time, people tend to give up on that. They realize the futility in it. A lot of them, they want to, you know, invest by themselves, or they want to, you know, do what their neighbors are doing, or their friends or their parents or whatever the case may be. A lot of them want to buy real estate so they can, you know, flip houses, or they can get, you know, renters and become moguls, you know. But over time, what I've learned is that people get tired of that because they end up losing money. They realize that trying to find renters and collect rent and do maintenance on real estate deals just isn't working for them anymore. And sooner or later, it's like we are, you know, a funeral home or something, where sooner or later we get them all. And people kind of get tired of all of those hassles that come with investing well. And they want to seek out advice from someone that is competent, they know what they're doing, that they can build a relationship with, and go and enjoy the other aspects of their life that they do truly enjoy.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the, you know, balance of family members and what kind of advice you're able to take from them and what you need to take with a grain of salt, or maybe even something stronger than that. And when it comes to your financial future, really keep in mind that it's best to get advice and guidance from, you know, people who are experts in the field. And we always talk about the team at Creative Financial Partners serving you here in Northwestern Ohio. If you'd like to talk to them about your financial experience and what you might want to change going forward, you can get a second opinion of your financial plan. Again, the number to call is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715, and you can set up a time to meet for a review of your plan. We're talking about common money mistakes on today's show to get things started. So many different topics that we're talking about today with the common money mistakes. And guys, let's feature just one more here, although I'm sure we could continue to list out mistakes for a couple more hours. But this one is, I think, a really important one, because, you know, life is a lot easier these days in terms of how we can get information, how we can access information. You can learn more in a day than maybe previous generations were able to absorb information-wise, you know, in a week, a month. I've even heard some studies say we learn more now in 1 week compared to what someone would have in their entire lifetime in the way we absorb all this information out there. But it's not always a good thing. Sometimes it leads to what we call paralysis by analysis. Do you see people make that common mistake of kind of getting frozen from information overload?
You know, we see that a lot in here, and it's a pretty common thing anymore, because almost anything that you want to get more information on, and this is finances and medicine, really anything, you can go online and Google it and come up with thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of information about what you're looking for. The problem that we have a lot of times in our business and in our practices is that a lot of times all that information prevents people from making a decision. And that can be a big deal, because especially when you're moving into retirement, there's a shift that's going to take place, and everyone kind of knows there's a shift and expects it, but it's hard. It's hard to turn the ship after it's been going in one direction for a long time. And so the more information you get, I think, is a good thing. It's just a fine line between, you know, getting the information you need, being comfortable with it, and getting so much information that you can't even make a decision. And sometimes that's more harmful than making a decision and just going with it. So this paralysis by analysis, as you said, is a pretty common thing. It's a pretty common thing that we deal with, but we're not afraid of it. We'd be happy to look over anything you see. I've got clients all the time that shoot me emails and say, hey, I saw this online. What do you think? Is this good? Is this bad? What's your opinion on it? So it's not like we're afraid of it, and we're very transparent, and we want to let you folks know as clients and community members everything that we do and why we do it. But a lot of times you can get just information overload online, and that's okay. We'll certainly help guide you through that.
Yeah, and I think you want that kind of guidance. We want to take things from kind of a treetop view, because that's where you can make the decisions based on the big picture and set a direction that you want to go. And we're also pretty good about drilling down into the details, and we want to get as detailed as you are comfortable getting. And that is all perfectly acceptable, but what Rob and I know is that you're listening right now, and you for sure have got some financial issues that you would benefit by talking to somebody about. That might be an analysis of your Social Security situation, or what your plans are for long-term care, or how your portfolio might be mixed. Do you have the proper allocation? Are the investments that you're in giving you the proper return? Have you looked at things like getting into some of these type of managed investments instead of doing them on your own? But we're going to take the time over the next week. We're going to clear our schedules and make sure that if you want to have that conversation, we will have the ability to talk with you. We're going to take the next 10 people that call this line and set aside the time to meet with you for free, no obligation, one-on-one, and talk through the issues that you've got, but you've got to call this number, you've got to take the step, and a journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step, and I think you'll really like where that journey will lead you.
And again, here is that number to call for a complimentary review with the team at Creative Financial Partners, serving you in Northwestern Ohio. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. Again, that's 800-373-9715. That'll put you in touch with Rob Davis, Tim Croak, and the rest of the team at Creative Financial Partners. They have an office in Perrysburg, so it's easy to get there and come in and have that conversation. But take action now. The number one mistake probably that we could have put above all of those other ones we were talking about is procrastination. People wait too long to make the right decisions, and then their hand is forced later on. Don't fall into that trap. Reach out to the team at Creative Financial Partners today. 800-373-9715 is the number to call. One more time, that's 800-373-9715. Stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show. You're listening to the Financial Symphony.
It's time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And, of course, this is the portion of the show that we always talk about music, time, music, and finances together. Today, Mark, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about earworms.
Earworm, like a worm in your ear? What's an earworm?
No. A song that gets stuck in your head. You hear the song, and then it plays in your head all day long. You can't get it out. And that happens to me every single day.
What are you thinking about today?
I've Got You, Babe, by Sonny and Cher.
Yeah, that's a good song.
I heard that song, and now I just can't get it out. It's been stuck in my head all day long.
If I'm working on a song?
Yeah.
Like I still play at my local church, and you know, and they just send me the recordings, and I have to learn it by ear.
Yeah.
And I have to memorize it. And it's like those songs are going through my head every day. at different parts of those songs, so that when Sunday morning comes, I can play it and not have to think about it.
Well, you know, sometimes famous rock musicians have said that they had ideas for songs. They heard a riff or whatever in their head while they were sleeping or whatever the case may be.
Turn to XM18 Billy Joel channel,
Yeah. And
you get all day you get the history behind all his songs.
Wow.
Like Just the Way You Are came to him in his sleep. The melody, he lost it, and he's like, ah. He's frustrated because he didn't record it and save it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was in an executive meeting with the record label.
Right.
And he just said, I gotta go. And he walked out of the meeting and then recorded it because it came back.
A similar story to that is Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones woke up from sleep or a stupor or whatever in his case.
It could be either way.
In the middle of the night, and he heard this, that riff,
yep,
that guitar riff, and he had a little cassette deck on the table, and he recorded it. And then he went back to sleep. Hours later, he woke up, and they did that song. That's where
rock
that came
classic.
From. Yeah, yep. Satisfaction. So how in the world can you tie this into the financial world?
Yeah, we also sometimes hear earworms in the financial world. These are things that financial salespeople say because they've been conditioned to say them, things mm-hmm. that they might have learned, let's call it, broker school.
Really?
But often, you know, they don't make sense. I know the market, that stock has crashed, and you know, but you really haven't lost anything until you sell it.
Right.
I mean, that'd be a classic line. But you're looking at your statement and you're thinking, I'm getting ready to retire and I'm seeing horrible performance here.
Mm-hmm.
And is it true you haven't locked in the loss? Yeah. But there's no guarantees that that stock is going to come back either. I mean, I've told story after story on this show about how brokers have said, you know, you're in it for the long haul. Well, the closer we get to retirement, the long haul is not very long, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is when we have to start taking the fruits of our labor, taking the wealth, and then start turning it into income, which means creating checks. That could be done through interest and dividends, but depending upon how much of a check you need, we may have to sell some things to create that check. And when you start selling,
I'll say hi to them and preface it with that. You know, the best physical shape I've ever been in has been a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, where I trained for 2 years and did a triathlon.
Oh, cool.
And it was a real triathlon. It was called a sprint triathlon. But if you saw me doing it, you wouldn't know it was called a sprint triathlon. But it was a shorter version of the Olympic triathlon. And so it was swimming and biking and running, and it was more like swimming, biking, and jogging for me. But man, I did it for 2 years, and I'd say that's probably been the best shape I've been in.
Well, you could call that a turtle triathlon. As long as it has triathlon in it, it's still impressive in my book.
It sounds good. I didn't get one of those bumper stickers that say try for the back of my car or anything. I see those around town. I didn't think I quite deserved the triathlete label, but I did it.
I've always loved the ones that say, 26.2 or 13.1, whether you've done like a full marathon or a half marathon, and then you every once in a while see the one that says 0.0, you know, the people.
Yeah, that's more up my alley, absolutely.
Well, that's good. All right, well, thanks, Rob. Tim, what about you? When was the best physical shape of your life? When did that happen?
It was definitely in high school. I played football at Stritch, and man, in those days, I was in good shape and was in football shape too, so a little bit of speed and a little bit of strength. And I've always been able to maintain, though, pretty well. I've got a pretty good regimen where I work out every morning and then, you know, kind of have breakfast and read the paper, and so that's a big part of my life. But I've got a daughter that runs marathons, and I do not have an interest in joining her on that. I'm a great cheerleader. So, and Rob, I went to see his triathlon a couple of years ago, and man, he did look good. But with those type of things, I would rather be a little bit more on the sidelines and just do my own thing in the morning.
Yeah, I can understand that. I ran cross country in high school, so that's probably when I was obviously in the best shape of my life as well. But I've never really had the desire to run more than the typical 5K. You know, 3 miles, I feel like that's pretty sufficient most of the time. So
I'd say that's long enough for most people.
Yeah, I don't know why you got to go all the 26-mile route, but more power to the people that do.
Overachievers.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing. If only, Tim, if only you and I could recapture those high school days, though, we'd be You know, don't you wish you could capture that physical shape, you know, later in life and that
I absolutely do.
That amount of energy.
I just remember how good I felt.
Yes.
You know?
The way I tell people is when I was like 16 and 17 and I would go for a run, I would look for bushes that I could try to jump over, you know, just because because you could.
Yeah. So. You know, part of the problem now, though, is anybody that played, you know, the contact sports, so high school football or hockey or whatever, now we're paying the price. I spend more time at the physical therapist and chiropractor and all the things that really bleed back to those high school days. I feel every hit. And it has been a long train, so
I'm a year out from a repaired ACL from taking it a little too far playing soccer a little while ago. So I feel your pain, but enough lamenting about our physical shape at this point. And we'll get back to the financial talk coming up next. But kind of fun to reminisce about the when we were in the best physical shape of our lives. That's Getting to Know You on the Financial Symphony. More coming up.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and it's now time for one of our favorite parts of the week. We call it the Community Connection, where we get to discuss not only a great topic, but bring in a special guest from here in Northwestern Ohio, an additional expert or someone in the field that we're going to be discussing, where we can get some great insight and another perspective on some different matters and some different things to talk about. And I know that the subject for this week is estate planning, and we have Tim Croak back in the studio with our special guest. And Tim, tell us all about who we have this week.
Hey, thanks, Walter. We have got Joe D'Arcangelo, and Joe is an estate planning attorney here in Toledo. I've known him for an awful long time, but with the new administration, we've got a new sheriff in town. And that means that there's probably going to be some new legal changes going on. So I wanted to bring Joe in so he can kind of guide us through that. Joe, I think I've heard the D'Arcangelo name in Toledo's legal circles since I was in diapers. What's all that about, man? You can't have been an attorney that long.
Well, Tim, good morning. Thank you for asking me to be on your program. Well, I was born, raised, and I currently live in West Toledo, and I do come from a family of attorneys. We all graduated from the University of Toledo. My dad, Michael, practiced law for over 50 years, just recently retiring. I had the benefit of working with him and his mentorship since 1984. My sister, Julie, and my brother, Brad, who I currently practice law with, are also attorneys. Our office is located in West Toledo, same location since 1978. I'm an attorney. I'm licensed in the state of Ohio since 1984. And I'm also been licensed in Michigan since 2001. Relative to today's topic, the areas of legal practice for our firm, you know, primarily include the preparation of wills, probate, and trust planning. Other areas of emphasis would be contract and business law, including business formations and transactions, and then lastly, real estate law, both commercial and residential.
And Joe, just to kind of skip to the end, if people need to get a hold of you after they hear your program today, what is the best way to reach you?
Well, best way to reach me is probably by telephone at 419-473-1346, or my last name is spelled D'Arcangelo, D-A-R-C-A-N-G-E-L-O. You could also contact me through Creative Financial Partners for further contact information.
Cool. Well, listen, you know, anytime you get a new administration, especially when there's a change in party, you've got to figure that there's going to be some different tax law changes. And Trump has been promising for a long time some estate tax changes. And so tell us, when is a good time to talk to an attorney? Are these changes imminent? Are they going to take a while? Are they dramatic? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, Tim, President Trump's tax plan, as laid out on his campaign website, calls for repealing estate tax and then in exchange imposing a capital gains tax on assets that have been left to heirs that rise above a $10 million value at the time of death. It's primarily designed to exempt small businesses and family farms. Let's talk about estate taxes and dissect this a little bit. We have taxes on income, which are called income taxes. We have taxes when we buy assets. Those are called sales taxes. We have taxes when we own real estate, which are called property taxes. And then we have taxes when we die, which are called estate taxes, which are basically the tax that's charged when we transfer assets upon death to our heirs. Estate tax differs from inheritance taxes to the extent that it's a tax that is imposed on the assets of the deceased owner, whereas inheritance taxes are a tax that's paid by the person who inherits the property. With estate taxes beginning in 2010, and then which became permanent in 2012, there's a level of property that can be transferred either through lifetime or upon death, which is called a unified exemption that avoids estate taxes. And it's a pretty high level, Tim. It's $5.49 million per person. Whereas a married couple, you can transfer almost to $11 million under current estate tax law without paying any estate taxes. So the vast majority of my clients and listeners here this morning, this isn't going to apply. So the repeal of estate taxes isn't going to apply to the vast majority of the households and our current listeners.
Does that mean that we don't need you anymore?
It doesn't mean that you don't need us. What it means is that you have to look at your existing estate plans and make sure that they're up to date. If you had an estate plan that was drawn up prior to 2010, and it included trusts, then you need to look at those estate plans and see if they had what was referred to as AB or marital deduction trusts. Because now with the portability between spouses and this raising of the unified exemption, those AB type trusts are only really applicable for the high net worth, you know, in excess of the $11 million threshold. So, yes, you do need attorneys to review the trusts that were in existence to make sure that they apply. Also, there was a technique that was used called life insurance trusts, which were designed to create money to pay for tax. And again, unless you're in that high net worth, high top wealthy individuals across the country, that type of planning might now be obsolete.
Well, with not just the estate tax issue, but the overall estate planning issue, how often should someone get to you? It sounds like everything is just getting more and more complex all the time. And with that complexity, I think you need some guidance and some judgment. Is that something where, you know, people really should review things with their attorney once a year, once every 5 years? Do you have a good rule of thumb?
Well, I guess a rule of thumb would be if there's a change, a substantial change in your income, your assets, or your life situation. So if you've had a big bump in income or a decrease in income, it might desire time for a review. And then lastly, unfortunately, there's life situations that mandate that. It could be the death of a spouse. It could be, unfortunately, the death of a child or a disability issue. So those are the triggers that suggest it's time to meet with an attorney. None of those triggers have come into effect, then I would still suggest that about every 5 years, you contact your attorney and you ask to review your estate plan. Also, you know, when you deal with your financial planner and your accountant, tax professionals, which you're going to do on a much more frequent basis, that's the time that listeners should just ask the general questions. Are there changes in estate taxes or capital gains tax rates? Have there been changes in policy attributable to the new administration that suggest it's time to meet with my attorney to revise or review my estate plan?
Great. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for coming in today, and we appreciate your insight. Toledo is blessed to have, you know, some great attorneys out there that give great advice, and you want to have a relationship with one of them. I can vouch that Joe D'Arcangelo is one of those. So feel free to call him if you need anything. And especially as these estate tax changes come about, make sure that you're on top of it and you've got the professionals around you to take advantage of it.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate again the opportunity to be here this morning.
And again, your number to call to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners and have these kinds of discussions about your own financial plan or your own financial situation. The number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Your opportunity to reach the team and talk about what you're going through financially and how you might need to change things, how you might need to structure things differently to achieve your goals to and through your retirement years. 800-373-9715. One more time, that's 800-373-9715. And stay with us. There's much more coming up on today's show. Hope you enjoyed this week's Community Connection. There is more next on the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony. Thanks for being with us today. Walter Storholt back with you alongside the team at Creative Financial Partners in Northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg. You can reach out to the team at 800-373-9715. Joining us on today's show, Tim Croak and Rob Davis. And guys, it's time for the local request line where we take questions from listeners across the area. By the way, if you want to submit a question to be featured on the show, you can go to financialsymphony.com. Leo has our first question of the week. Leo is in Toledo and says, we'll be retiring in 3 years and plan to save about $30,000 each year until then. We could max out an IRA or a Roth for both of us, though I'm not sure which one would be better at this point. But even if I knew that answer, that still leaves me with another $17,000 that I'd need to invest somewhere else. What accounts should I be using for this kind of money?
Leo, this is Rob. I'll kind of answer this one, at least start to. First of all, you've got a real aggressive savings goal there at $30,000 a year, so congratulations. I'll say hi to them and preface it with that. You know, the best physical shape I've ever been in has been a few years ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago, where I trained for 2 years and did a triathlon.
Oh, cool.
And it was a real triathlon. It was called a sprint triathlon, but if you saw me doing it, you wouldn't know it was called a sprint triathlon. But it was a shorter version of the Olympic triathlon. And so it was swimming and biking and running. And it was more like swimming, biking, and jogging for me. But man, I did it for 2 years, and I'd say that's probably been the best shape I've been in.
Well, you could call that a turtle triathlon. As long as it has triathlon in it, it's still impressive in my book.
It sounds good. I didn't get one of those bumper stickers that say try for the back of my car or anything. I see those around town. I didn't think I quite deserved the triathlete label, but I did it.
I've always loved the ones that say, 26.2 or 13.1, whether you've done like a full marathon or a half marathon, and then you every once in a while see the one that says 0.0, you know, the people.
Yeah, that's more up my alley. Absolutely.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, thanks, Rob. Tim, what about you? When was the best physical shape of your life? When did that happen?
It was definitely in high school. I played football at Stritch, and man, in those days, I was in good shape and was in football shape too. So a little bit of speed and a little bit of strength. And yeah, I've always been able to maintain though pretty well. I've got a pretty good regimen where I work out every morning and then, you know, kind of have breakfast and read the paper. And so that's a big part of my life. But I've got a daughter that runs marathons, and I do not have an interest in joining her on that. I'm a great cheerleader. So, and Rob, I went to see his triathlon a couple of years ago, and man, he did look good. And but with those type of things, I would rather be a little bit more on the sidelines and just do my own thing in the morning.
Yeah, I can understand that. I ran cross country in high school, so that's probably when I was obviously in the best shape of my life as well. But I've never really had the desire to run more than the typical 5K. You know, 3 miles, I feel like that's pretty sufficient most of the time. So
I'd say that's long enough for most people.
Yeah, I don't know why you got to go all the 26-mile route, but more power to the people that do.
Overachievers.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's pretty cool. Thanks for sharing. If only, Tim, if only you and I could recapture those high school days, though, we'd be, you know, don't you wish you could capture that physical shape, you know, later in life and that?
I absolutely do.
That amount of energy.
I just remember how good I felt.
Yes.
You know?
The way I tell people is, when I was like 16 and 17 and I would go for a run, I would look for bushes that I could try to jump over, you know, just because because you could.
Yeah. So, you know, part of the problem now, though, is anybody that played, you know, the contact sports, so high school football or hockey or whatever, now we're paying the price. I spend more time at the physical therapist and chiropractor and all the things that really bleed back to those high school days. I feel every hit. And it has been a long train, so
I'm a year out from a repaired ACL from taking it a little too far playing soccer a little while ago. So I feel your pain, but enough lamenting about our physical shape at this point. And we'll get back to the financial talk coming up next, but kind of fun to reminisce about the when we were in the best physical shape of our lives. That's Getting to Know You on the Financial Symphony. More coming up.
Your financial plan shouldn't be a one-hit wonder. Make sure it'll be considered part of the greatest hits by working with your local financial maestro.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and it's now time for one of our favorite parts of the week. We call it the Community Connection, where we get to discuss not only a great topic, but bring in a special guest from here in Northwestern Ohio, an additional expert or someone in the field that we're going to be discussing, where we can get some great insight and another perspective on some different matters and some different things to talk about. And I know that the subject for this week is estate planning, and we have Tim Croak back in the studio with our special guest. And Tim, tell us all about who we have this week.
Hey, thanks, Walter. We have got Joe D'Arcangelo, and Joe is an estate planning attorney here in Toledo. I've known him for an awful long time, but with the new administration, we've got a new sheriff in town. And that means that there's probably going to be some new legal changes going on. So I wanted to bring Joe in so he can kind of guide us through that. Joe, I think I've heard the D'Arcangelo name in Toledo's legal circles since I was in diapers. What's all that about, man? You can't have been an attorney that long.
Well, Tim, good morning. Thank you for asking me to be on your program. Well, I was born, raised, and I currently live in West Toledo, and I do come from a family of attorneys. We all graduated from the University of Toledo. My dad, Michael, practiced law for over 50 years, just recently retiring. I had the benefit of working with him and his mentorship since 1984. My sister, Julie, and my brother, Brad, who I currently practice law with, are also attorneys. Our office is located in West Toledo, same location since 1978. I'm an attorney. I'm licensed in the state of Ohio since 1984. And I'm also been licensed in Michigan since 2001. Relative to today's topic, the areas of legal practice for our firm, you know, primarily include the preparation of wills, probate, and trust planning. Other areas of emphasis would be contract and business law, including business formations and transactions, and then lastly, real estate law, both commercial and residential.
And Joe, just to kind of skip to the end, if people need to get a hold of you after they hear your program today, what is the best way to reach you?
Well, best way to reach me is probably by telephone at 419-473-1346, or my last name is spelled D'Arcangelo, D-A-R-C-A-N-G-E-L-O. You could also contact me through Creative Financial Partners for further contact information.
Cool. Well, listen, you know, anytime you get a new administration, especially when there's a change in party, you've got to figure that there's going to be some different tax law changes. And Trump has been promising for a long time some estate tax changes. And so tell us, when is a good time to talk to an attorney? Are these changes imminent? Are they going to take a while? Are they dramatic? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, Tim, President Trump's tax plan, as laid out on his campaign website, calls for repealing estate tax and then in exchange imposing a capital gains tax on assets that have been left to heirs that rise above a $10 million value at the time of death. It's primarily designed to exempt small businesses and family farms. Let's talk about estate taxes and dissect this a little bit. We have taxes on income, which are called income taxes. We have taxes when we buy assets. Those are called sales taxes. We have taxes when we own real estate, which are called property taxes. And then we have taxes when we die, which are called estate taxes, which are basically the tax that's charged when we transfer assets upon death to our heirs. Estate tax differs from inheritance taxes to the extent that it's a tax that is imposed on the assets of the deceased owner, whereas inheritance taxes are a tax that's paid by the person who inherits the property. With estate taxes beginning in 2010, and then which became permanent in 2012, there's a level of property that can be transferred either through lifetime or upon death, which is called a unified exemption that avoids estate taxes. And it's a pretty high level, Tim. It's $5.49 million per person. Whereas a married couple, you can transfer almost to $11 million under current estate tax law without paying any estate taxes. So the vast majority of my clients and listeners here this morning, this isn't going to apply. So the repeal of estate taxes isn't going to apply to the vast majority of the households and our current listeners.
Does that mean that we don't need you anymore?
It doesn't mean that you don't need us. What it means is that you have to look at your existing estate plans and make sure that they're up to date. If you had an estate plan that was drawn up prior to 2010, and it included trusts, then you need to look at those estate plans and see if they had what was referred to as AB or marital deduction trusts. Because now with the portability between spouses and this raising of the unified exemption, those AB type trusts are only really applicable for the high net worth, you know, in excess of the $11 million threshold. So, yes, you do need attorneys to review the trusts that were in existence to make sure that they apply. Also, there was a technique that was used called life insurance trusts, which were designed to create money to pay for tax. And again, unless you're in that high net worth, high top wealthy individuals across the country, that type of planning might now be obsolete.
Well, with not just the estate tax issue, but the overall estate planning issue, how often should someone get to you? It sounds like everything is just getting more and more complex all the time. And with that complexity, I think you need some guidance and some judgment. Is that something where, you know, people really should review things with their attorney once a year, once every 5 years? Do you have a good rule of thumb?
Well, I guess a rule of thumb would be if there's a change, a substantial change in your income, your assets, or your life situation. So if you've had a big bump in income or a decrease in income, it might desire time for a review. And then lastly, unfortunately, there's life situations that mandate that. It could be the death of a spouse. It could be, unfortunately, the death of a child or a disability issue. So those are the triggers that suggest it's time to meet with an attorney. None of those triggers have come into effect, then I would still suggest that about every 5 years, you contact your attorney and you ask to review your estate plan. Also, you know, when you deal with your financial planner and your accountant, tax professionals, which you're going to do on a much more frequent basis, that's the time that listeners should just ask the general questions. Are there changes in estate taxes or capital gains tax rates? Have there been changes in policy attributable to the new administration that suggest it's time to meet with my attorney to revise or review my estate plan?
Great. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for coming in today, and we appreciate your insight. Toledo is blessed to have, you know, some great attorneys out there that give great advice, and you want to have a relationship with one of them.
I can vouch that Joe D'Arcangelo is one of those. So feel free to call him if you need anything. And especially as these estate tax changes come about, make sure that you're on top of it and you've got the professionals around you to take advantage of it.
Thanks, Tim. Appreciate, again, the opportunity to be here this morning.
And again, your number to call to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners and have these kinds of discussions about your own financial plan or your own financial situation. The number is 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Your opportunity to reach the team and talk about what you're going through financially and how you might need to change things, how you might need to structure things differently to achieve your goals to and through your retirement years. 800-373-9715. One more time, that's 800-373-9715. And stay with us. There's much more coming up on today's show. Hope you enjoyed this week's Community Connection. There is more next on the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony. Thanks for being with us today. Walter Storholt back with you alongside the team at Creative Financial Partners in Northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg. You can reach out to the team at 800-373-9715. Joining us on today's show, Tim Croak and Rob Davis. And guys, it's time for the local request line where we take questions from listeners across the area. By the way, if you want to submit a question to be featured on the show, you can go to financialsymphony.com. Leo has our first question of the week. Leo is in Toledo and says, we'll be retiring in 3 years and plan to save about $30,000 each year until then. We could max out an IRA or a Roth for both of us, though I'm not sure which one would be better at this point. But even if I knew that answer, that still leaves me with another $17,000 that I'd need to invest somewhere else. What accounts should I be using for this kind of money?
Leo, this is Rob. I'll kind of answer this one, at least start to. First of all, you've got a real aggressive savings goal there at $30,000 a year. So congratulations to you and your wife for doing that. That's really going to help, you know, your retirement goal wherever it's set. The question of where do I put the money and when do I put the money in the different accounts is real common. One of the things that we always like to go back to when we're answering that question is the plan. So the fact that you want to save all this money is a very positive, good thing. It's very important that you put that money in the right places, especially because you're so close to retirement. And in order to answer that, we definitely will have to either look at your plan or we'll have to build one for you. The best thing I can say is if you don't have a plan, you know, get on the schedule. We can walk you through our money map planning process. That will answer a lot of your questions, and it really will help you learn the amount of money you need to be saving. Even if you're only a couple years away from retirement, it will also answer the question of what's the best account to put this in and how much do I put in every year and how much can I put in every year. You know, a lot of folks want to put money in Roth IRAs, but because of their income or other situations, they can't even do that, even if they want to. So those are just some of the things that we'll walk through with you in your scenario, and we can definitely help you answer that question. But good for you for wanting to save so much, and we'd be happy to walk through it and help you answer that.
Yeah, it's a really good question, Leo, and it's a great position for you to be in, and I understand you want to maximize those savings and those opportunities that you have right now. Always best to be looking for, you know, guidance through these things because they can be tricky. You want to make sure that you're making the right choices. Always good to get questions from folks like you, Leo. Let's get another one here from Andy in Perrysburg. Andy says, I don't like my 401k investment options, but my company says I'm not eligible to roll the money to an outside account. I know people who have moved their 401k in the past, so how does this work?
Andy, you're in good company. Most people do not like their 401k investment options. Most of the times the companies give options that are very small, few funds, very few sectors, and not a very high quality of funds in that offering. So there's a lot of people that want to look to get some outside help to make sure that their fund choices, their sector choices, and the quality of funds that they can invest in are unlimited. The technique to do that with is called an in-service withdrawal. And generally the rules for that withdrawal are once you hit 59 and a half, as long as your 401k has got an in-service withdrawal provision, you've got the ability to take your 401k funds and move them to your own independent IRA. Use someone like us to be able to give you the advice on how to invest that. But from that point on, your investment choices are unlimited.
Yeah, that's another good question, Andy. Thank you for submitting that one. Again, financialsymphony.com, place to go to submit your questions to the local request line. We're talking with Rob Davis and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners here in Northwestern Ohio. Guys, one more question for the week. This one comes to us from Vince in Holland. Vince says, I feel that I need to reduce the risk in my portfolio, but I don't know where to turn. I've looked at bonds, I've looked at annuities, and I've looked at just moving to cash. But all of those options have drawbacks that I don't like. What am I supposed to do?
Vince, you're in the same boat as a lot of folks are, especially in this low interest rate environment that we're in, because 15 to 20 years ago, you could easily find a safe haven to put your money in that you felt pretty good about because it was paying you a decent rate of interest and it was fairly safe and that sort of thing. The problem is right now in this low interest rate environment, what you're finding and what a lot of people are finding is it's hard to find something that's low risk that doesn't have the drawback that a bond does now, because as interest rates do go up, the value of bonds could go down and they could potentially go down substantially. You know, you're looking at annuities, and so there might be things on annuities that you don't like. Yeah, they have good guarantees, but gosh, they have some strings attached to them that you might not like. And then you look at cash, which, you know, has the liquidity, but it doesn't have the return potential. There's not a lot of interest being paid on cash deposits and even money market funds right now. And so it kind of puts you in a pickle. There are some decent options to kind of address all this stuff, liquidity and guarantees and potential return. You just have to make sure that you use those options in your plan and make sure everything you do in your plan has a reason and has a purpose, and that you just know that there's no perfect investment. There's nothing, you know, if there was a bank savings account that paid 7% interest and had full liquidity, I think it'd be a pretty popular thing right now, but just know the perfect investment, it just isn't out there, especially with low interest rates. So you're kind of in the same boat as a lot of folks are. You're kind of looking for the same thing that a lot of folks are. And we can certainly provide you with some alternatives and some thoughts and some options that you might not have looked at before. So without getting into the details of those and without knowing your situation, I don't exactly know where I should send you, but feel free to call the number, get in for a complimentary consultation, and we can show some of those options to you. So Vince, for you and for anyone else listening, you know, feel free to call the 800 number, come into the office. We're a pretty laid back group in here. You're not going to get a sales pitch. You're not going to feel like you're being pressured into doing anything. What you are going to get is a comprehensive review of your situation. You're going to have someone to talk to. You're going to have someone to listen to you. And what we will offer the first 10 people that call today on the show is priority scheduling in the next week or so. You can get into the office. We'll give you a complimentary consultation. There's no obligation to move forward, but we're sure that the time you spend with us is going to be time well spent. We'll give you some good ideas. We'll talk about your situation. And if you decide you want to work with us, great. If you decide you don't want to work with us, you'll still have some new ideas and some things to go back to your guy or girl with and say, hey, I'd like to learn a little bit more about these things. So please give us a call. The hardest part is picking up the phone, leaving the message. We'll get you on the schedule. You come into the office, and we promise to value your time. It'll be time well spent and give you some new ideas, and you're sure going to walk out of here knowing a few things you didn't know when you walked in.
Again, here is your number to call to reach the team at Creative Financial Partners and take advantage of a complimentary review of your plan. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. If you have questions that are still remaining about your financial plan, if you're not confident that your money is going to last as long as you do, that's a good indicator that you're in need of a second opinion. And you can get that second opinion here in Northwestern Ohio with the team at Creative Financial Partners. So call Rob, Tim, and the rest of the crew by dialing 800-373-9715 and simply let them know that you'd like to set up a time to meet for a review of your plan. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Well, Tim and Rob, thank you guys so much for joining us on this week's show, and we'll look forward to another great one next week.
Thank you, Walter.
Thanks, Walter.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Again, that's your team at Creative Financial Partners. Thank you so much for listening this week. One more time, the number to call to set up a time to meet with the team in Perrysburg at their office serving you here in Northwestern Ohio is 800-373-9715. And we'll talk to you again next time here on the Financial Symphony.